We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samachei Amar Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Samachei Amar Aleph, Loi Shavik Lehu. We're talking about the different things Shmuel did not allow his daughters to do. So we said three things. We said one thing is didn't let them go out on the Shisharabim, little kids with strings in their ears, instead of having earrings, didn't let them put strings there, and they didn't let them sleep with each other in the same bed. And he made them special mikvahs. So up to the second one, explaining the second one. Avodah Shmuel, Shavik Lehu Ganina and Gabi Adadi. Didn't let them sleep next to each other. Leima Mesiele, Ravuna. Maybe it's a riot, Ravuna. Dom Ravuna, Noshim HaMasulah Loi Zubazu. Two women who Masulah Loi Zubazu. Rashi says it means Mitchachois, Mishum Taivis Tashmish. That they're in the same bed, they scratch each other in the same bed, they're very close. They noyig minig ishus together, two ladies noyig minig ishus together in the same bed. Rav Huna says that the law is that ksidra zayna, pesulois lakuna. They are apostle to a kohen gadol. Rashi learns not that a zayna, they're not really to a kohen gadol. They're not a basula shleim, they're not called a basula anymore. That's how Rashi learns from Rav Huna, that they're not really for Kuna Gedoyla. And Rashi speaks out, even though Kohen Gadol wasn't knowing anymore of Huna's days, or of Uwe Shmuel's days, but still, it's a shtickler's nos, and therefore, it's not a right thing to do. So it's a riot from Shmuel. Didn't allow his daughters to do this, therefore he stopped them to do that, because you see, if you become possible for Kuna, Al Tzpasula, it must not be the right thing. Tosis brings down a pshat that maybe even they're called a Zayna for Kohen Hedit. That's what Tosis brings down. So it's two pshatim. But either way, we're trying to say, if Avodah Shmuel did not allow his daughters to sleep together in such a way, it must be he passes like Rav Huna, who holds that two women who are like this are pasul lakuna. Zogdamar, no, like, sava kehechid lelufan gufa nechra'a. Maybe he doesn't hold like Rav Huna. Why didn't he allow them to sleep together? The answer is because he didn't want them to get used to sleeping with another person. And if that would be the case, they will be misave to get married much earlier. And he didn't want that to happen because that could cause tznus. So at the end of the day, there's no riot that Avodah Shmuel held like Rav Huna. And Lamayis in Shulchan Aruch Paskin, in Eben Ezra Simon Chof Sif Beis, says, Noshim HaMesulalois, Pirish HaMesachakois, Umetchachakois Zubazu, also reminds the Eretz Mitzrayim, Shirazanu love. It's also because it's like Meitzer Eretz Mitzrayim. Verola Koisa Makas Mardis, Hoil Vosu Isser, Vyeshla Ishla Hakbet al Ishtoi Medavazer, Umenea Anoshim Hayaduais Bekach, Melakonisla to come into her house, Mulotis Hialayim, and she to go to them. That's as Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. And the Mepharshim speak out that she does not become a Zayna, we don't Paskin, she doesn't become Osir to her husband, but still it's Osir as Meitzer Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Gemara writes, it said, Avodah Shmuel, Avodah Mikvah v'yomei Nisan. He made them mikvahs v'yomei Nisan. What's pshat in this? So the Gemara, Meseyele l'Rav, the Amar Rav, Mitra b'marava, when there's a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada Rabba Pras. The river Pras, the Euphrates River in Bavel, is an edus to the water, to the rain in Marava. Why? Because the rain, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it comes downstream to the Euphrates. And therefore, Savash lo yirbu hanoyt v'mal ha-zeichlim. And they're worried, yirbu hanoyt v'mal ha-zeichlim. What does this mean? So we need a little hakdama for this. The halacha is, there are two types of mikvahs. There's a mikvah that's a spring water, a ma'ayin. That's water that comes from underground. It's called a ma'ayin, it's a spring water. And there's another mikvah which is made out of rainwater. Of course, in Allah, use ma'ayim she'uvim. A person is not allowed to pick up the water and move it somewhere. But it comes from the rain. That's also a mikvah. There's megashamim, there's rainwater mikvah, and there's a mikvah that's from a spring water. What's the difference between two mikvahs? The difference is that a spring water mikvah is allowed to be zeichlim, it's allowed to be moving. For example, the ocean, we assume, is a spring, comes from underground, not from rain. So much water in the Atlantic Ocean didn't come from rain, comes from a ma'ayin. Therefore, even if it's moving, it's a good mikvah. Masha inkein, a mikvah in the local shul, that if it's moving, it's possible. Why? Because that's a rainwater mikvah, and therefore, if it's moving, it's not a kosher mikvah. When it comes to a lake, it's always a shiloh. We're not sure is a lake a spring water, it comes from spring water, or it's rainwater, because if it's rainwater, it can't be moving. If it's spring water, then it could be moving. So here, they want to be toivel in the Euphrates River, or whatever river they were talking about in Bavel, where Avuah the Shmuel lived. And the problem is, we're worried that in Yom Nisan, which means right after the winter, that's Pesach time, right after the winter, there was a lot of rain over the winter, and we're worried that there's more rainwater than spring water in this mikvah. And there, and the water was moving there. And the water was moving, therefore it will be possible. So he made them a mikvah, which means he closed off an area in the water, and that stopped the water from moving. And now you can be tayel in it, because for sure, rainwater, so as long as it's not moving, it's fine. So let's read inside again. So it's a Masechta de Rav, Rav Mitra Maravah, when there's rain in Eretz Yisrael, Sahad Rav Paras, the Euphrates is the Eidus to it, because it all comes down to the Euphrates. Sova, Shal Yirbo HaNoitvim, the Noitvim means the rainwater, shouldn't get more than the Zeichlim, Al Zeichlim, than the spring water. And therefore, he made them a mikvah. Either he made the mikvah in the water in the Euphrates, or he made them a private mikvah somewhere else. But either way, he made them a mikvah because he's worried about Zeichlim. Upliga the Shmuel. And Avuah the Shmuel is arguing on his son Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Nahara Mekipa Mivruch. Shmuel holds that every river, even if you see a lot of rainwater, it's always double. It always gets double amount from Mekairoi, from the Sela. Mekipa means from the ground. It's always mostly from the ground. That's not Roiv Noitvim. It's not Roiv rainwater. It's Roiv spring water. That's what Shmuel holds. So therefore, if you're Shmuel, you're allowed to be Toivel in this water. You're not worried about too much rainwater. And the Gemara says further, Pligi di day a day. Even Shmuel argues on himself. Shmuel himself used to say that you can't use Zeichlin, only the Euphrates in the Rosh Hashanah time. Why? Because that's the only time you know for sure then that there's no rainwater left. It didn't rain the whole entire summer. So for sure, if the water's going, it must be a Ma'ayim. Al-Kapadim, that was the Tekan of Avu, the Shmuel, that in Pesach time and on, Pesach, you know, from Pesach until Rosh Hashanah, he made them mikvahs because he was worried about the extra rainwater that came down, and therefore the problem of Zeichlim. To stop the Zeichlim, he made sure to have mikvahs. And it says, Mafti b'yoymei Tishrei, which means that when they went to the mikvah, into the pros, when they weren't worried about the rainwater anymore, he made mafti, so two pshatim, we said. Either pshat is that not to get chatzitzas in your feet, or to make a hefsik that it should be tznias. Zok di maravait, it said in the Mishnah, paripois al evan, that you let a hook, the cape had a little hook at the end, and you hooked it on a stone, or on a matbeya, or on an egois, or a nut. And then it says, avad, you shouldn't do it lechatchila. Freit di gemara, v'amet reisha paripois, it says, you could do it. And it has to be you could do it, because it doesn't mean you can go out, because the Mishnah raised it before you could go out. The Mishnah says, Aravias Yates Ruulos, Umadias Prupois, Odom, El Zimham Hoiva, means you're allowed to go out that way. Then it says, Parperes al Evan, Parpes al Evan, Val Egois, Valamat Beya, Vachloi Titre, Vachil of Shabbos. So what does it mean? Parpes al Evan, Val Egois. It means you're allowed to do it. Spamish Vesha Parpes, you're allowed to do it. So what's going on here? You're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. On my Baya, Seifa, Osan, Matbeya. When it says you shouldn't do Vachil of Shabbos, it meant it's going on in Matbeya. And this Matbeya, was not huksa, he didn't set it aside, legamri, to be a hook. It was still used as a matbeah, and therefore it's muksa. And therefore he's saying that you're not allowed to do it lechatchila if it's still muksa. You're not allowed to do lechatchila. And that means that a stone, an evan, which just with yichud ba'alma, by saying, I'm using this, I want to use this for my baged, that will make it not muksa. Masha inkein, the matbeya, without doing a maisa, just with machshava or dibur, that would not be enough to make it not muksa. And therefore, going in that case where you didn't do a maisa in the matbeya, and that's why it's ostul lechatchila. So, tomorrow, baya, baya, isha, ma'o shetarim v'tifroif ala egois. Let's say isha, she really wants to bring the nut from one place to another place to give to her little son. So they're going away to visit a friend, and she's going to want to eat some nuts. They want to bring her along. But she has no way to bring it. So she has an idea. She'll set up her cape in a way that she'll tie the cape on this egois. That will be harama, do a trick to bring it. And it's mutter to wear this cape on Shabbos. So it's a mutter to do this harama on Shabbos. Isha ma'a shetarim v'tifrei fa'ala egois lahoitzi lebenal katam Shabbos, to bring it for a little son. So tomorrow, tabay l'madiyam marimim, tabay l'madiyam emarimim. There's machloikis, later on the Masechta, on Daf Kuf Chaf, if someone has a fire, chas v'shalom, the halacha is you're not allowed to bring out clothing, even to a courtyard that there's an eruv. You're not allowed to bring out clothing, because we're scared if you allow you to bring everything out of the house, it'll come to extinguish the fire. So we said that you're not allowed to bring things out. And one man the Yamadir says, you're allowed to do haram, you're allowed to wear, you're allowed to make a bunch of trips wearing the clothing out, even though you don't really need it, you have clothing. But you let it walk out wearing it because that haram is mutta. So it's machlekes if haram is mutta or not. So the Gemara, this shaila is shaila yama who holds you let it do haram there. Tavoy l'mandi yama marimim. Tavoy l'mandi yama marimim. You can clear the shaila mandi yama holds you can't do haram there. The Gemara explains. Tavoy l'mandi yama marimim b'dleika. Tavoy l'mandi yama b'dleika hasam hudi lo sharis lei. If you don't allow them to do at least the haram, also the kvui, then they'll come to extinguish the fire. They'll be even more distraught. Because you're not letting him do anything. So you let him do a rama. Avahacha, Eloi Sharis Lei Lo'os Lafuke, if you don't let him bring out this nut for the child, she won't bring it out at all. It's not, no, Xera. That, Xera wants that. Oidoma, Filim Adem Ha'imarim, Mifim Adem Adir Emarim Adleika, Hosom Derech Ha'itzabakach. There, it's Derech Ha'itzabakach. That's a way of carrying it. Like Rashi says, people sell clothing, take it out that way, derech malbush. So you do feel, in a certain way, that I'm carrying something out, because that's the normal way of carrying things out. Avahacha ein derech ha'itzavakach. This is definitely not a way of carrying it. This is not the way. You don't carry. No one ever carries a nut by using it as a hook for his cape. So there's no chash in his head that it'll come to carry because he's doing this harama. Amos Shapa Dami, so then maybe it's fine. This type of harama is fine because it's such a good harama that it's not even a derech haitzah. So Amos Shapa Dami, teku. You're more obliged by a shayla if you let her go out and make a trick to take out the egois on Shabbos.